Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another fine episode of the Just a Kid from Idaho podcast. I'm Ryan, and took about a week off, just kind of thinking about what I wanted to talk about next. Had a pretty big accomplishment in my life the last 2 weeks. I just completed my first marathon, and I learned a lot about myself through this entire, I would call it an experience. When I set out, I mean, so just a little preface, I ran cross country in high school. I wasn't good at it, but I ran. It was more of a social scene. We had a really good cross country team. And I ran I mean, my best run for a 5K was like 18:25, which is around like a 6.5 minute mile for 3.1 miles, which isn't bad. I would love to be able to do that now, but that's physically impossible in my current state. But I mean, there were kids on my team running in the 16s, if I remember right. So, but I mean, that's been 14 years, so I don't really remember everything. So it might even be faster than that, who knows. But I learned a lot about myself and a lot about kind of your abilities as an athlete or a runner or goal setting, and I thought I would share those today. It'll be a pretty quick podcast, but I just wanted to kind of capture some things. With marathon training, it's all about building up the endurance. And I wish I would have understood this at the start. So I joined this group on Facebook called Run for Fun. It's a bunch of people from Utah who have, I believe, started it. And now there's people all across the country in it. But I've leaned on them a lot for some running advice. And one of the things that I learned probably about halfway through my marathon training was to not worry about speed. And that's hard because you're wanting to like pace yourself throughout the entire marathon. You want to hit a certain pace so you can hit a certain goal. But in the trainings, most of your run should be all about logging the distance and logging the miles so that you can be ready on race day to have the endurance to race. And I was going too fast in my training, and I ended up getting an injury. And so the first thing I learned is don't worry about speed. And I've always been like that. If you ask any of my grade school teachers, they would tell you that I was the fastest at getting things done, but I wasn't the most efficient. And I would say that's probably one of my weaknesses now is you want me to get something done, I'll get it done. But if you want attention to detail, I'm probably not your best guy. And I would tell you that I'm not the most attention to detail type person. So that's the first thing. Don't worry about speed, worry about endurance. The second thing is prepare for the actual race that you are going to run. And I think this applies to most of our goals. Like, you want to be a good writer, surround yourself with good writers, have a good editor, have a good, work for a good publishing company. So one thing I didn't do very well is the St. George Marathon has, I mean, it's pretty hilly. But I mean, you start at about 5,200 feet of elevation, and you ended around 26, I believe, was the number. So, I mean, you want to prepare for a downhill. But I had heard from multiple people that it wasn't an extreme downhill. There are some other races around here where you run straight down the canyon, and from my understanding, it wasn't going to be like that. And so I didn't do a ton of downhill training. And that was a big mistake on my part because I wasn't able to fully take advantage of the downhills because I wasn't like physically ready for them. So I think after the race, I did not want to do another marathon. And now I'm like, if I could have done this better and this better, I could have improved my time. And now I'm thinking, okay, I think I'm going to do another crack at the marathon just to see if I can improve my pace. But we'll see what happens. We'll see how I feel next year. The third thing I learned was do your endurance long runs every week. There were a few weeks that I had to take off because of injury. And I felt that wall that I hit in my race. So throughout the marathon training, I was supposed to run 21 miles on one Saturday and 23 on the other. And I had to skip one due to injury, and I had to skip the other because I was working that day at a conference. And sure enough, when I hit, you know, mile 18, mile 19, I hit a huge wall. And I wasn't able to power through it. There were certain times where I had to walk. And, you know, then I got kind of the strength back. But it was hard. Like, it was that, those miles were hard. And I think they could have been easier had I built up that endurance and had I put in the time to make time for those. But some of that was a little bit out of my control, and some of it, I mean, I had to listen to my body at the same time. Which leads me to my fourth point, is listen to your body. There were multiple times in the marathon prep that I should have taken a day off, and I didn't, and they eventually caught up to me. This was about in the first third of my training, and so I was able to recover from it. I don't think... So I was shooting for a below 5 hour time. And I don't think that the fact that I got injured in the first third contributed to me not making that time. I mean, I think there were some things, I think it could have made it a little bit easier, but I mean, I was hanging with the Pacers to get that time for 18 miles. And if I would have listened to my body earlier in the training to slow down or to take an extra day off to rest, you can't take off the long run days, but if I would have taken off some short 3 or 4 mile days, I think I could have been better prepared, better rested, and not been able to perform better. So that was the other thing. And then the fifth thing, I think you got to learn. I think this goes for any aspect of your life, any goal that you're setting. You have to tell that negative voice in your head to just shut up. I tell my kids that saying shut up is wrong, but when you're running a race, you're constantly battling in a mental state of telling that voice in your head to shut up. So one thing I learned, and this was a cool thing I learned from one of the speakers at the marathon. He ran for BYU. He actually ran in the Olympics as well for the U.S. Olympic team. And one of his focuses, and he worked with the sports psychologist to kind of work through the mental challenges of the race. And he talked about staying in the present and staying on that certain mile. It's easy when you're at, like, mile 20 to start thinking about, you know, mile 26 or doing the math to see where you got to be to be at your certain time. But if you stay in the moment and just stay on the mile, you develop these power statements that you can use to combat the voice in your head telling you, it's time to slow down. You've got to slow down. I'll go into that next week on five things I learned during the actual marathon. But in the training, you've got to learn to just tell that voice in your head to just pipe it down, to shut it up, and find some ways to power through. I think, mental preparedness and mental strength is just as important as physical strength in the marathon, because it can wear on you. And in the prep, I feel like the training is so much harder than the marathon, and obviously the training is, anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks depending on what program you're on. But and obviously it's going to be longer, so of course it's going to be harder, but I felt like the training was so much more of a mental barrier because you don't have other people out there running with you. You're not feeding off of adrenaline. You're just running to log miles and to build the endurance you need for the race. So just tell that voice in your head that you can do it and make it more of a positive and find some ways to have some powers doing it. So that's it. Feel free to send me any questions you have about marathon running. I'm not an expert, but I know some people who are. Some of the people in my group run a marathon a month, and they're kind of crazy people, but fun to learn from of what they do and the silly things that they do to mentally prep or to physically prep for a race. So, this is me signing off. Make it a great day, and just remember, I don't know everything. I'm just a kid from Idaho.